Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in.
All right, Q&A time. I hoard food. I end up getting rid of it, but then just replace it again, and it's relentless. Okay, so this is honestly really common, and this is really like the all or nothing mentality, where a lot of the times it's like you will eat so much, and then you're like, I'm never gonna do that again, right? The guilt sets in, you feel shameful, you feel embarrassed, and you're like, I'm never gonna do that again. I have to get rid of it. So then it's like you throw out all the food, but that doesn't fix your relationship with food. That doesn't help you become less impulsive with food. Throwing out the food doesn't get rid of your urges. So in that moment where you feel bloated and you feel disgusting, you're like, I'm never going to do that again. But then the next day comes, or maybe a few days later, and you feel the urge to binge again. And you throw out all this stuff, but the same thing happens. It's like, well, I get this urge and it's like, I have to give in. So then you go and buy the stuff anyways, and then you end up binging. So the solution to this is to not throw the food away. The solution to this is to not keep trigger foods out of your house. Because when you do that, you are telling yourself, like, I did something bad, so I can't keep this food in the house. That's not going to help you make peace with the food. If you want to make peace with food, you have to remind yourself, like, I am safe. I can trust myself. Even if you don't trust yourself right now, and it's like maybe you are very out of control and you're binging, you're not going to trust yourself by keeping those foods out of the house. So I know it's like, I have to get rid of it so that I can do better tomorrow. But what you actually need to do is practice keeping the foods in the house. And then the next day, honor the cravings. Because even what ends up happening is when you feel bloated and you feel disgusting, you're like, I'm never going to binge again. The next day, you might even be restricting, which is going to lead into another binge. Versus maybe you binge yesterday and then you wake up today and you just honor your cravings, right? If you're craving something sweet and you have it, you can actually prevent a binge that way. So I know it just feels like I got to get rid of all this food. I need to throw it out so I can do better tomorrow. But that's the all or nothing mentality. How do I volume eat healthy foods to trick my brain without triggering myself to binge trash food? So you don't have to do that. You don't have to volume eat a bunch of healthy foods to trick your brain. Your brain is very smart. And what you want to do instead is you got to build up trust. You got to build up trust so that you can have chocolate, ice cream in the house without binging. You don't have to force yourself to consume so many vegetables and like, let me just fill myself up so that I don't binge on those foods. Because number one, that's not even enjoyable. But number two, that's not realistic. And number three, like, you don't want to have to be doing that for the rest of your life. How about when you're on vacation? How about when you're home alone? So getting to the root of it and actually healing your relationship with food is what you actually want to do, reprogramming your brain to get rid of your binge urges. Because if you don't have the urge to binge, it doesn't matter if you have chocolate in the house, you won't binge. Let's see what other questions we have. Good questions here. Okay. How long does it take to stop binge eating? Everyone's different. I have some clients that I've worked with and we started working together, you know, a month ago, and they haven't binged since. I have some clients where it's taken months, right? So it honestly all depends. But what I will say is this. When you are committed, you show up for yourself, you put in the work, you implement the tools, you're going to conquer. And actually, by releasing the timeline, you're going to conquer faster. Because when you're so obsessed with the timeline, like, when am I going to conquer? That puts pressure on yourself. So when you actually release the timeline and you just focus on showing up every single day, committing to a better relationship with food, not giving into your urges, changing, you know, how you're thinking about food, reprogramming your brain, you're going to conquer binge eating so much faster. Sarah says, I wake up in the middle of the night and eat half asleep. So this is night eating syndrome. So I actually have an entire program on ending nighttime eating. It's called Break the Late Night Binge. The link is in my bio. This is very common, and nighttime eating can happen for a variety of different reasons. It could be the fact that you don't feel safe. It can be that it's habitual. It could be you're not eating enough throughout the day. You're not having satisfying meals. Like, there's so many different reasons why nighttime eating happens. I've worked through with so many clients on helping them stop their nighttime binge eating. So if you want to check out that program, I'm definitely excited to help you. I just had a baby. Well, congratulations, Sarah. Congratulations. That's amazing. Is it only at night that you're struggling? And how long has this been going on for? Because you guys, you hear me talk about rewiring your brain so many times, because binge eating is a habit. It's not like you just binge once and then it's like you never binge again. It's like if you binge today and then you binge tomorrow and then you've been binging for 5 years, like that's a habit. Think about tying your shoe. The first time you like tied your shoe, like maybe you didn't even know how to do it and it like the laces fell off like the next day. Now you can tie your shoe and you're like talking to a friend and you're multitasking. It's like the easiest thing because you've done it over and over and over again. And unfortunately with binge eating, you've done it so many times, it's like now you're just on autopilot and you just do it without even thinking. And this is what I mean by rewiring your brain. You have to practice not giving into your urges, because every single time that you don't give into your urge, you're effectively rewiring your brain out of these habitual cycles. How do I control myself without having to track calories? I don't want to track my whole life. So this is a really good question. And honestly, you don't have to be tracking your food, because it is so freaking consuming. It makes you think about food so much more, and you actually binge so much more when you're on a diet plan, whether it's tracking calories and macros or whatever it is. So your question of like, how do I control myself without having to track calories? You got to heal your relationship with food. If you don't have a good relationship with food and you see food as bad or off limits, every single time that you eat a piece of chocolate, you're going to think to yourself, oh, I messed up. And how easy is it to say, well, because I already messed up, I'm going to go into the pantry and I'm going to eat this food and this food. I don't have to track it, right? It's like, oh, I already messed up, so I'm just going to eat a bunch of things. And then like, that's when you spiral out of control. The other thing as well too is a lot of people see intuitive eating as a free-for-all. A lot of people say, well, because I'm not tracking my food, I can eat whatever I want. That's not intuitive eating. And people wonder, like, people say to me, like, intuitive eating doesn't work because I'm so out of control. But if you're just treating it as a free-for-all, you're going to spiral out of control. Intuitive eating is actually not eating whatever you want. It's not, because you're not going to feel good. Of course, you're going to spiral out of control. When I first tried to eat intuitively back in like 2018, I felt even more out of control. I felt like I was going to gain a bunch of weight because I actually wasn't eating intuitively, because I didn't know if I was hungry. My hunger and fullness cues were so out of whack. When people say like, listen to your body, I'm like, I can't. My body does not send me signals. I don't know if I'm hungry. I don't know when I'm full. Like, I don't know. And so when the moment that you get back in tune with your hunger and fullness cues, the moment that you actually learn how to heal your relationship with food is the moment where you're going to be able to control yourself without dieting. Right now, it feels like I can't control myself, because you might not be in tune with your hunger and fullness cues. So even though you're not dieting, you're not tracking, you're still overeating. If you haven't made peace with all foods yet, you might not be tracking your food, but you can't control yourself around chocolate because you're still seeing it as bad. You haven't built up that trust yet. So there's a few key factors that goes into intuitive eating: building up trust, making peace with all foods, no longer seeing food as good versus bad, What else? Getting back into with your hunger and fullness cues. And the moment that you do this is the moment you're going to stop overeating. You're going to stop thinking about food all day. You're going to be able to go out for dinner without looking at the menu ahead of time. And if you guys are wanting to really learn how to properly eat intuitively, I have my program Eat Normally starting at the end of the month. This is all about teaching you how to properly eat intuitively, how to eat when you're hungry, how to stop when you're full, how to stop thinking about food all day long, how to know exactly how much to eat without dieting. So if you guys are interested in that program, just message me, Eat Normally. Literally do that right now. Just like go to my Instagram and message me, Eat Normally, and I'll send you all the details. I'm super pumped. Hey, Shayla. Okay, any other questions? I wake up, all I can think about is food. Even though I'm not hungry, I want it to stop. So same thing, you guys. Like if you're thinking about food all day long, you don't need another diet plan. You need to heal your relationship with food. I thought I was broken because I thought about food from the time that I woke up until the time that I went to bed. Food was on my mind all day. I'm like, does anyone else not think about food all day long? Like I would be eating my breakfast, or I'd be thinking about what I'm gonna have for lunch. I'd be finishing up lunch and I'm like, when's my snack? I would be out for dinner and I'm like, looking at like how much other people are eating or like, should I get dessert? Maybe I shouldn't. Like, should I binge when I get home? Like all I thought about was food and calories, and that's because I was dieting. The moment you stop dieting, the moment that you repair your relationship with food, you're not going to be thinking about food. When you are dieting, yay, Sarah, I'm so excited. Celine DM'd me, Sarah DM'd me. Okay, amazing. Oh, I just saw the message. Claire wants to message you. Yay, Sarah, I'm so excited. When you are dieting, right? Or maybe you don't even have to be dieting, but you have food rules, right? Can't eat this. You got to get protein and vegetables at every single meal. Of course you're going to be thinking about food because come your mealtime, you're like, oh, I really want pasta, but like, I probably should have protein. I probably should have vegetables. And then you go and you eat your protein and vegetable meal and you're like, that wasn't even satisfying. Okay, what else can I eat? And then you're thinking about what you wanted to eat this whole time that you should have just had the first time. And then you go into the pantry and then you actually grab what you want to eat, whether it's the cookies or the chocolate, whatever it is. And then now you're feeling guilty. And that's you still thinking about food. And then the next day, after eating so much, you're still thinking about food because you're like, well, I got to do better today. Like, how can I restrict? And you're still thinking about food. So the cycle is only going to stop the moment that you decide to heal your relationship with food. So I'm excited to support you guys. I'm so, so, so excited. Please message me on my Instagram if you are ready to heal your relationship with food. You're done with dieting. You don't want to track a single almond ever again. You want freedom. You want your mental real estate back. You want to eat like a normal person who can go out for dinner without stress, without anxiety. This is what it's all about. This is what life is about. You did not come here on this earth to be spending all day thinking about food and calories. A huge reason why I decided to heal my relationship with food is because one day, if my husband and I have children, like I do not want my kid to be looking at their mom, weighing their food, and sorry, honey, I'm having a different dinner than you. Like, I don't want that. I wanted to eat normally. I still want to be healthy. I still wanted to, you know, I love being healthy. I love working out. I love like just treating my body well. I love being healthy. I love being active, but I didn't want to be so obsessive. And you can still care so much about your health. You can still prioritize your health and fitness goals without the obsession, without the tracking your food, without the constant food thoughts. And that's exactly what I can help you with. So I'm so excited to support you guys. Message me on my Instagram. I'm here for you guys. You can absolutely conquer binge eating as well too and have a healthy relationship with food. So I'm so excited. Enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.